Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. It is Food for Thought Friday, and so glad that you're with us. I know a lot of times by this time of the week, we're all starting to get a little weary, a little mentally, physically, emotionally tired, and just want to kind of encourage you and pick you up today. And most times I share little nuggets of wisdom that God has spoken to me through my time of reading the Bible or in a devotional that I'm reading, or maybe through a conversation that I'm having with somebody and the Holy Spirit just prompts me to write that down. A lot of times it's different things on social media, a lot of great post of different people that are trying to follow Jesus. And just like everything in life, there's good and bad in social media, but a lot of good things there too. But today I want to do a little differently. I want to focus on Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. And I do want to share five things with you from this passage. So instead of doing lots of nuggets of wisdom, we are going to give you five, but it's going to be just from a specific passage of Scripture. If you've got your Bible, maybe you want to hang out there. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. It says, "Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Oh, just only three verses, but so powerful there. I've done, I know, three or four cups of hope over the past year since I started doing that, because just different seasons in my life that has so spoken to me, that even when just my life's not going well, or I feel like, you know, I can't go to God because disappoint him or something, I can come boldly to his throne of grace and find mercy and grace to help me in time of need. And somebody listening today, I know you needed to hear that. You're just really, really discouraged. And one of my accountability partners, my buddy Tom in Texas, will ask me, we each ask each other this question each week: how's your heart and how's your head? In other words, what's the lie that you're listening to from the enemy? And then what maybe a wound in your heart that you got hurt, that you kind of let just kind of fester there and haven't gotten that out, and the enemy's just really kind of making that thing swell up and just cause anxiety and maybe even some anger. And so I think these three verses are ones that can really help your heart and your head today on Food for Thought Friday. And I read a devotion recently that really spoke to me about this powerful passage of Scripture. You've heard me talk about it before. The devotional book I've been doing mainly this year is almost every day is Paul David Tripp and New Morning Mercies. If you're looking for a great devotional book, I highly recommend it. And he actually did a devotion on this back on June 21st that really spoke to me. And so I want to share the five takeaways he had off this passage of Scripture, and just consider the hope that's built into these words. And all these 5 points are going to be taken just from those three verses in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Number one, we have a high priest. Number one, we have a high priest. If all this passage said were this, it would be amazing. The fact that Jesus sits now at the Father's right hand and makes constant intercession for us is a redemptive miracle worthy of eternal celebration. To be honest with you, friends, you know, when I read that a couple weeks ago, I just thought, you know, I don't celebrate that I've got this high priest. I'm usually just coming with my, you know, cup, just saying, God, fill my cup. You know, I need something. What's in it for me? What's in it for Greg today? I need your help with this and that. And, you know, friends, we all just, I'm sure you're like me, you get guilty of doing that. But, man, we need to know today that we have a high priest in Jesus, that he's at God's right hand today for you and me, and he is making constant intercession for us. And the enemy, I know, just like with me, he accuses you of things you're not doing well and you feel guilty and because you haven't got this done. It may not be any blatant sin. Maybe it's just cleaning a room in your house or making a phone call or knowing that you haven't been drinking water like you should regularly. I mean, the list goes on. And yet, man, I just want to remind you that, a lot of those things, the enemy, you've got an attorney, the best, on your behalf saying, not guilty. That's my son. That's my daughter. Not guilty. You get a new chance today to drink more water, to speak kind words, to love your neighbor, even though they're really hard to love, or extend grace to a family member that really you don't feel like doing that. But because we have a high priest who's intervening on your behalf and my behalf today, friends, we can do those things. So we need to rejoice and celebrate, as it says there in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, that we have a high priest. I love the second part of that verse where it says, our high priest sympathizes with our weaknesses. Man, nobody, I know us men especially, but I don't know anybody, man or women, they really like to, talk about their weaknesses, right? We just want to talk about our strengths. But man, I'm so thankful that Jesus, our high priest, sympathizes with our weaknesses. Paul David Tripp says, but there is more. This high priest is uniquely able to be touched by the weakness of our human condition. He is not cold or indifferent to our struggles in any way. I talked about this on Tuesday's program about when we're in a season of waiting, that one of the things about Jesus was he didn't start his ministry till he was 30. He had to wait. And he learned about heartache, disappointing, dealing with siblings, his mom and dad, probably as a carpenter like his dad, and dealing with difficult customers, difficult people. I mean, think about all the life that you've lived up to the age of 30 and all the trials and tribulations, the ups and downs. And man, that's why being a follower of Jesus is so easy for me, because I know that Jesus understands the trials and tribulations, the weaknesses that I have and that you have today. So know that there's such just encouragement in that, that we have a high priest that sympathizes with our weaknesses. A third thing that we can find that gives us hope in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16 is we run to the one who has been through what we've been through and more. Isn't it comforting to remember that this one is so easily touched by our struggles because Jesus walked in our shoes? Jesus willingly faced all that we face and more. Actually, he faced higher and deeper pressures than we do, but he never broke, whereas we all often give in somewhere along the way. I mean, Jesus knows what it's like to be abandoned, friends. I mean, those 12 guys that he did life with intimately for 3 years. And when it came time to be arrested, now everybody scattered. Nobody was there. Good old Peter, he said, I will never leave you. no way. And yet denied him 3 times, of course. Yet I love so much that when Jesus had conquered death and was alive, that he told, said, go tell the disciples and Peter. He specifically gave Peter a shout out because he knew that Peter was like, oh man, Jesus doesn't want to see me after I've denied him. But we have one who understands rejection, betrayal, being abandoned, being alone. A fourth takeaway from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 and 16, we can go to this one with confidence. In other words, we can go to Jesus with confidence. The results of all this is that in our struggles with weakness within and temptation without, we have someone we can turn to with complete confidence and sure hope. Jesus really does hold us in his hands and gives us everything that we need. Now, I admit to you sometimes that it's not what I think I need or what I want. It's probably a better way to say it, okay? But as I reflect on my 50-plus years of life, man, he's always given me what I need. He truly has. Not always what I wanted, but there's a difference in wants and needs, right? And I got to ask you today, maybe that's part of what's kind of stealing your joy today, that you've got so focused on this one need, and you think, man, if I get this, my life's going to be sweet. It's going to be really good. I'll be great. I'll be happy then. And friends, as a follower of Jesus, I've been guilty of falling in that trap numerous times. And I want to encourage you today. Maybe this is just time. We're going to be done here in about 4 minutes, actually a little less. I just want to encourage you. Maybe just you and God need to do some time and just ask him that and say, Holy Spirit, is there something in my life that I've placed that I think's a need that really is just a want, and that I'm letting it separate me from you, God, but also I'm letting it maybe kind of control my heart, my mind, and my life. And God is gracious. It talks about this in the last part of that verse, verse 16 in Hebrews chapter 4, that we can then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Because I know some say, well, I can't ask God that. I mean, my goodness, lightning might strike me if I was honest about that. And I don't really want the honest answer that I know what I think I need. And I know if I'm honest, it's probably not what God wants for me, but I want it, and I want it now. I'm meddling in somebody's business today. And friends, I just want to let you know that whatever you surrender to Jesus, He's going to do something so much better with it, bring you something better. And I just always think about Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. It says, my thoughts and my ways are not your thoughts and your ways, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my thoughts and my ways higher than your thoughts and your ways. So even when you can't understand God, you can trust him. But I really feel like today, somebody listening or watching on our YouTube channel, that you really need to ask God that question. Please show me if there's something I think I need that's not of you, and then be willing to surrender it if the Holy Spirit shows you what that is. And friends, you can trust God. He's a good, good Father, and he cares. He loves you, and he knows what's best for you today. The fifth and final thing that Paul David Tripp says that can give us hope today from this passage in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, we can expect mercy that is form-fitted for our particular needs. Say that one more time. We can expect mercy that is form-fitted for our particular needs. Paul David Tripp says, because of God's grace, what can we expect? On the basis of his faithful presence and his reliable promises, we can expect mercies exactly right for what we are now facing and nothing less. Once again, just kind of goes back to what I was just talking about, that needs thing. God knows what we need and that he knows exactly what we need and he's going to form fit it. And the thing that's so great is that, you know, it's different from everybody. I have four siblings, or they're counting me, there's four, and man, we're all shapes and sizes and different interests, and you know, the way they would do and prosper, or not prosper, process, should I say process things is different than the way that I would often. And used to, I'd be like, well, no, I need to handle it the way Mike does, or my brother Darren, the coach, or my sister, the teacher, and yet I've learned that, man, I just got to be who God wired me up to be, and just make the decisions the way God wants me to do. And that also God has form-fitted me to be just who I am and not anybody else. So I want to ask you today, when you struggle and you're confronted with your weaknesses, you should say to yourself, for this I have a reliable and understanding high priest today. Isn't that so comforting to know that when I struggle and that when I'm confronted with any weakness in my life, I can just say to myself, I have a reliable and understanding high priest today that loves me. Not where I could be, maybe not even where I should be, and definitely maybe not even where I thought I would be, but exactly where I am right now in this moment, on this day in 2023. So I want to encourage you to read Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, and just know how much this high priest, Jesus Christ, loves you. Thanks for joining us today. If you've been blessed, share this program with somebody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.